Forget about this. This is for interest only.
Podcast, an all-star commentary podcast, with all your favourites brought back for one final time. It's bulging at the seams, a fanboy's perfect dream. Squeeze, squeeze. Podcast, an all-star commentary podcast. We've called up many fans from right across the globe, and got Ian Levine to film a scene in stockings and a basque with Sutex mask. A podcast.
Hello and welcome to a very special Tachyon TV. I'm Neil.
Hi, I'm John.
And we're in the Tachyon TV volcano today. Sadly, Damon's not here.
He's in Scotland.
He's stuck in Scotland. In fact, Damon didn't actually watch the final two episodes.
No, didn't they have two episodes of River City on?
That's it. It was a special River City and Take the High Road. We've actually sent Damon into Scotland because obviously this is now going to become the Scottish programme.
Don't mention its name.
And we integrated them into Scottish society, so when the programme moves up north, we'll be ready to pounce. So
Let it be said that Tachyon TV doesn't plan ahead.
Exactly. So good luck with that, Damon. So what we're going to be doing today in the volcano is looking at Stolen Earth.
But before we watch the episode, let's take some time out for a very special appeal.
Hello. I'm Rula Lenska. You've probably heard of me because I'm very famous. Have you written an unmade television script for Doctor Who set in a library? Finding it hard to get a gig with Big Finish? Or perhaps, like me, you hate Paul Cornell? If so, you could be suffering from Laurentian ataxia, otherwise known as Mad Larry Syndrome. But how would you know if you had this condition? Well, the telltale signs include removing incendiary reviews from your Doctor Who blog owing to sheer embarrassment, co-writing impossibly comprehensive guidebooks with people you despise, or creating a tenuous spin-off franchise which no one has a fucking chance of following. Just £10 will enable us to set up a comprehensive network of laser satellites capable of tracking and killing gormless, leather-clad egomaniacs the world over. Please send what you can afford to the Secretary, Millais, that's the Mad Irritating Lanky Egypt Society, Porter Cabin C, Horseshoe Car Park, BBC Television Centre, Teddington Lock, Maidstone, Kent, Pebble Mill, Birmingham B1 2JP. Please help now, so that together we can shut these tiresome cunts up once and for all. Thank you so much.
Thanks for that, Ruler. I know that we're all praying that that works.
A very important message. Okay, so get your shiny discs or your Sky Plus or your Avi files or just play it in your head. And we're going to be watching The Stolen Earth and press play now.
Oh, here we go. Oh, Contemporary Earth again. Must be a series finale coming up.
This looks vaguely familiar
it
to
does.
Me. If I see an animatronic black cat, I'm switching off immediately. I'm just warning you.
I'm terribly worried now. Terribly worried.
Oh, look, it's Moxie.
It is. It's Moxie, our Velvet Design pet. I wonder if Barry's around the corner.
Saturday,
Saturday, Saturday is Tiswas Day. Saturday, Saturday, Saturday is Tiswas. Never a day to miss, cause Saturday is Tiswas Day.
Oh, I haven't done that for at least a week. Oh, they're off again. It's milk. It must be the Humphreys.
The Humphreys are
about.
The
Humphreys are coming. Watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out. There's a Humphrey about.
Are we going to sing through the whole podcast?
Mark, why not?
Look out!
Oh
Look
my
out,
God.
It's Rod Hull! It's the world's biggest Humphrey on a Shire horse.
The doctor now must be activating the HADS.
The HADS.
The Humphrey Active Displacement System.
They're handy.
Isn't her hair lovely?
It's gorgeous.
What conditioner do you think she uses?
Timotei.
Timotei. From the jojoba nut.
Yeah. Oh, they've run into that thing that makes it impossible to travel between parallel dimensions. You know, that thing that's completely and utterly impossible.
Utterly impossible. This makes me wonder what a departing producer Phil Collinson would think about this.
Let's ask Phil. What do you think about this, Phil?
Lordy. It's very clever.
Thanks, Phil.
He's always got the words to match the magic.
I don't get this. If the Earth moves and the TARDIS is in one place, does that mean that when the Earth's normally revolving around the Sun, the TARDIS is sliding down the street?
You're thinking about this too hard, Neil. It's just a bit of harmless fluff.
One giant plot leap later.
Looks like Martha's waking up in the new ITV drama.
That's right, she's waking up in Law & Order Telesales.
Do you think Frank Windsor's going to appear? This will be in the countdown slot, won't it?
Giving away carriage clocks.
Oh, she made the right decision. This looks much more impressive than Torchwood.
But they haven't got a pterodactyl.
No,
that is the downside.
No, they haven't got a triceratops, though.
Yes.
Chibnall couldn't let that one go.
Look, I've got a series link clash. What am I going to do? What am I going to stop recording?
Speaking of Torchwood, oh, they've been having a particularly vigorous game of basketball here, haven't they?
Now, if you look just there on the left, you can actually see the corpse of Tosh. They actually haven't got around to burying her yet.
Well, they didn't have a five, did they? So they need to make up the numbers.
They've been traipsing all over her during the basketball match.
Oh, she's a bloody mess.
He's checking his Sky series link.
Oh, the familiar environs of Sarah Jane Smith's house. Familiar to millions of people.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of 8 million people saying, "Who's he? Who's he? Sarah, who's she with?"
That's a toy boy.
What the fuck's this?
That's a large dating computer. Don't you think Mr. Smith would sound better with the Mac startup sound instead?
That's much better. Oh, blimey, we're leaping around. I'm getting a bit bewildered already. Chiswick? Oh, Wilf. Astronomer extraordinaire. Hang on a minute. Has he got cataracts or something? What's the matter with him?
How can he not see it? Oh, the penny's dropped.
Oh. He's finally seen through the fog of his cataracts. Who's that again?
Don't look at me. I'm just an extra. John, we need help. We need help.
We do.
Ring somebody.
Hang on, I'll look on my mobile phone.
Have you got?
How about Gugu and Batha Raw?
Better not.
Robert Holmes. Oh, no, I meant to delete that one. Hang on. Clayton Hickman?
Oh, he'll do.
You think he'll do?
He'll do.
I'll try him.
Hello. You've reached the answer phone of Clayton Hickman, freelancer extraordinaire. If you want a DVD commentary moderated at the last minute, please press 1. If you need some old black and white photos coloured in somewhat inexpertly for a DVD cover, press 2. If this is Tom Spilsbury and you've realised that you just can't cope without me, please press 3. If you want me back on Doctor Who Confidential, well, I'm sorry, you've had your chance. For all other cult TV-related queries, press 4. Unless it's anyone from Tachyon TV, in which case, fuck off, you bunch of idle cunts, and stop phoning me. I've given you Gugu and Batha Raw's mobile number. What more do you want? Beep.
Well, that's bloody charming, that is.
Just typical, isn't it, that? Oh, look, there's one of Pooey's old post-it notes in the corner.
Oh, wow, what did it say? Reverse the polarity of the something or other?
Rub your neck, I think it said.
Ah. How they've got credits at the beginning here. Actually, I don't like the credits at the beginning. Only idiots read the credits at the beginning and get excited by them.
It's just absolutely absurd.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, dear, her hair's lovely. Look at it.
He's channeling Bruce again.
He's starting to do Bruce. That's very early. Incipient Forsythia.
He'll always be known as the Forsyth Doctor. He's rubbing the back of his neck.
Yes,
he obviously read the note.
Oh! The Shadow Proclamation.
Wow.
It's been foreshadowed since the first episode rose.
I haven't been this excited since Captain John Sheridan went to Zahadoom.
Oh, this poor woman. Look how tired she is. She's the only newsreader in America.
She's the only anchor on News. I don't know what that means. Every time there's an emergency, look how tired she is.
Look at the bags under her eyes.
What the hell is Richard Dawkins doing on this? Since when has he been an astronomer?
Can't they afford Patrick Moore?
Why don't they get his wife, Lala Ward? She has more to say about mysterious planets and aliens.
Hold on, hang on. So there's chaos on the street, but Paul O'Grady is calmly recording a chat show with an audience.
I think you'll find it's an emergency O'Grady broadcast.
Oh, so that explains why it's on a Saturday.
Yeah, they brought him out specially to calm down the populace.
Who's she talking to?
She's talking to Reese, who's at a Doctor Who convention in Birmingham.
Kai Owen, right.
Yeah, that's Ostergaard and Ice. I think he's in the bar causing trouble.
I think he's causing trouble.
Nope, she's on the phone to Ian Levine, sorry.
Torchwood's AV must be absolutely huge.
Massive.
I mean, the help desk for their software support must be on fire.
Talking of support, I think it's about time we rang for some more help. Who have we got?
I could try Ed Stradling.
Let's try Ed Stradling.
Okay. Come on, Ed.
Come on. Hello, Ed. Ed, can you hear me? Are you watching this? Have you got any thoughts about this?
Hang on, who the fuck's that?
I think you'll find that Luke is Sarah Jane Smith's son.
She's got a son? Since when has she had a son? Fuck me, I don't watch Grange Hill.
Oh, he's hung up.
That was a bit abrupt.
Dempsey!
I love you, Harriet, make peace.
Let's go to New York and have some coffee.
Chocolate.
And talk.
We can talk about Paul. Paul Baldwin.
Who's Paul Baldwin?
I don't know, he's just nice in New York accent.
Oh, okay. So what's happening? The aliens are blocking everyone's G3 signals.
Oh, G3 or 3G, whatever it's
whatever
called.
Whatever the fuck it is.
It helps with the internet, damn it. But who are they?
Oh, chaos on the streets. The emergency O'Grady broadcast has obviously stopped.
And now there's an interim period before they can get Graham Norton on. It's a panicky moment for everybody.
They're prepping Norton at the moment. We're yes, Death Norton 1.
They're waxing him and oiling him.
It's like a quaint version of Cloverfield.
Yeah, quaint's not the first word that leaps to my mind, but fair enough. Hello.
Hang on a minute. That's Gareth Roberts.
What the hell's he doing here?
I think he's probably out celebrating the fact he's writing one of the specials.
What is Billy doing here? Is she looking for a 24-hour orthodontist?
There's never one when you want one, is there? Now, these lads here, I think they're stealing Sky Plus boxes.
Why?
There's so much series link clashes going on because you've got your Norton broadcast, you've got your O'Grady broadcast, you've got EastEnders.
Do you think they're updating the EPG successfully?
I think they're trying to. EastEnders have actually built in the 27 planets into one of their plots that is going out now.
Oh no, there's another series link.
Quick, come here, I've got another series link clash.
Oh,
gotta love the cribbins, though.
Yeah, have.
It's his agent.
Who can this be?
He's got a slot for him on some quiz show or other. Hi, this is John Barrowman here. Did you know why I'm gay?
Apparently it's something to do with index fingers.
Come round later and I'll show you. Have you heard that crazy rumour that's going on at the moment about John Barrowman's been cast as Captain America?
Puts a whole new meaning to the phrase, put a cap in your ass. Oh my God.
Who's he again? Oh, not this lot again.
Oh,
not again.
How repetitious is this? Oh, well, hang on a minute. Why aren't they all just bursting into laughter? The least threatening monsters of all time. They always lose.
Have they not seen The Chase? Oh, yes.
Well, that one's set in New York.
Oh.
Oh, she hasn't seen them since 1975. Poor Sarah Jane.
But there is time for one last felch.
He's always active. His mind's always active.
We need more help.
I think we do.
Who should we call?
Who shall I call? Steve O'Brien?
Oh, go on then.
I'll try him. Okay, let's give him a go.
Hello, you've reached the answerphone of Steve O'Brien, hotshot reporter and man about town. If you want me to talk about 1970s sitcoms on a BBC 4 programme, please press 1. If you're ringing about the next couch potato, please press 2. If you want me to provide a funny idea for your Facebook status, please press 3. If you're a girl that's interested in kissing me, please press 4. And if it's anybody from Tachyon TV, don't press anything. Just fuck off.
Oh, is nobody going to be in today?
Well, Ed Stradling was, but it's a pretty meagre return overall, isn't it?
Ah, the Daleks. I could watch this lot all day.
I know, I love the way they flick their eyes stalk so coquettishly.
Oh, right. Is that what it is?
Yeah, they're actually flirting. With me. Yeah, they like me.
No, Dempsey, make peace!
Oh, I'm worried about Frank Wins. I haven't seen him for a while. He's incapacitated around the back.
There's carriage clocks exploding left, right, and centre now.
Clock spring right in the eye. Come to ITV, Freema.
Oh, Supreme Dalek. I hope he's got a golf ball for a head.
I hope he's got the claw like in Dalek Invasion Earth 2150 AD.
That would be fantastic. Oh, it's just painted red.
Never mind.
Daleks are the bastards of Earth. Daleks are the bastards of Earth. Well, there's only one thing they can do now,
and that's
to go to the Shadow Proclamation.
I'm so excited about
this. Mysterious, dark, Zahadumi.
Shadowy.
Or proclamation-y.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh.
I was hoping it was going to be a bit more shadowy than that.
Yeah.
Possibly a tiny bit more proclamation-y as well would have been nice.
Is that it? Oh, it's this lot again. That's him introducing Donna, trying to get down with the kids. Where the hell are we now?
This looks a lot like a drinking club in Soho I used to frequent. Yeah, even down to the maitre d' off her tits on speed. Look at her eyes. Off out of her mind on Benny's. And who's in the background milling around? What's going on? Are they getting drinks?
They're looking for complimentary nuts.
Olives? olives. Oh, dear. Look at her eyes. She's gone. She hasn't eaten for 72 hours.
Oh, very dare you.
I've had three successful series. On the BBC.
Ah, cold case. Now, the Jadoon, they love Waking the Dead.
Back in his quarters, that Jadoon's got his room festooned with pictures of Trevor Eve. Jadoon, festoon in June.
They can't get enough of Trevor Eve.
No, they can't. But they're not into Shoestring.
No.
Just Waking the Dead.
That'd be daft.
He's doing it again, isn't he?
Did the Soho Drinking Club have this feature?
It did from about 11:30 after the strong drugs had been taken. It was a hell of a club, I tell you that much. It was made entirely of ice.
What year was this?
Yeah, it was about 1993, okay. One of the best years. It melted in 94 during a hot summer. Ooh. What did you do? Actually, she just fell asleep for about 10 seconds. The first sleep she's had, she's like, where the hell am I? What the hell's going on? Oh, it's beautiful, this. But it actually makes you paranoid when you're on Benny's. That's the problem. Where are my drinks? I want my drinks, Doctor. Give me my drinks. Mary Poppins.
Oh no! Shield her down!
Oh my god!
Look out the window, there's Nick Fury jumping for his life!
There he goes!
Oh. We've got trouble in Uzbekistan!
There's carnage in Laos!
Communication links have been completely severed in Madagascar!
Real is fucked. You can't use Project Indigo.
We don't even know if this plot device works. It hasn't been foreshadowed yet.
Chekhov is spinning in his grave.
They're coming for Frank.
Yes. Where is the human known as Windsor?
Do you think having an open plan was a good idea in retrospect?
No, they're probably regretting it. Bulletproof cabins would have been better, wouldn't they? Oh dear.
She's trying to
save Frank. Oh, it's too late. I can tell you now that all the librarians around the country are firming up at the sight of that proud compact
shelving.
That doesn't
happen very often. Hey, Martha, you take your orders from ITV, not Torchwood.
Oh, Chibnall. Chibnall holds the power.
He's got hell to pay, Chibnall.
He certainly has.
Ooh,
what's he going to do?
It's a DAT tape containing every single episode commentary that Michael Brandon's done for Dempsey and Makepeace.
Don't you understand? There can be no definitive DVD box set unless they get hold of those commentaries.
For the sake of the human race, they must release that definitive box set.
Network would pay fortune for that.
Okay, Miss Jones. See you in Big Finish.
Oh.
There they come.
Surely Dempsey can't go at this point. It's too early. It's too soon. Oh, he's lost his 3G signal.
Oh, he gets pissed at that.
Oh, he's mad.
He's not happy. Now, hang on. What's happened? Hang on. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. No. You know what that means, don't you? She's dead.
She's definitely dead.
Definitely, definitely dead. See? Dead.
She's dead.
Who's that? Hang on.
It can't be.
It can't be. That's not Davros, surely not.
No, it's not Davros, as Dot2 Forum posters has told us already.
Never Davros.
I know who it is.
Who is it?
It's Adam.
Of course.
Oh, perfect a bit sense. Of Bruno Langley action can't combined with compact shelving. Gay librarians having a field day. But yeah, it's Freddy Krueger, surely, rather than Davros.
A nightmare on Upper Boat Street. Oh, hello.
Ooh, what's this one called? Is it Dalek Sec? Oh, Khan, I can't remember. Oh, Khan.
It's Khan!
Pity the fool. Pity poor Tom. This is Nick Rigg's only stab at playing the fool in King Lear, isn't it? Even Davros is impatient, or wherever it happens to be.
And so are the fanboys.
Not shadowy enough. Are we still stuck here?
Not proclamationary enough.
They haven't got the drinks yet.
It actually looks like an interstellar Apple iStore.
It does.
They're actually awaiting delivery of new iPhone stock.
Donna looks well pissed off waiting for this. She's like, all she wants is an iTouch.
Here come the drums, here come the drums.
She's not the master.
She's definitely the master.
You think?
There's no other way around this.
She's got a bit of John Sim in her.
It's all I can serve at this hour. No olives. Yeah, there's something on your back. It's a big sign that says kick me.
She's not much use to them, is she?
Useless.
What is she on about now? Well, we do have some new bar menus that need typing up.
She's definitely the master, though. Temp, noble, time, lord. All makes sense.
It all does. It all ties in, doesn't it?
It all ties in.
She's obviously significant in some way.
I mean, the loss of your third series.
Thanks to being in Doctor Who.
I'm off to get some complimentary nibbles.
That Jadoon's just standing around, wishing he was back with Trevor Eve.
Was there anything that was mentioned in the first episode that we can try and make out there was an arc to this series, maybe?
I mean, look, Donna, we need something. The narrative's ground to a halt. We're stuck in a set again. Do something.
We need some help. Who we got on our mobile phone? We got try Victor Pemberton.
Pemberton, maybe? Well, he's deaf now, so there's no point in ringing him up.
Hannah Spirit?
Wrong show.
Toby Haydoke?
Well, Toby is never really in, but we can try him. Let's try him.
Go on.
Okay.
Hello, this is the answer phone of Toby Haydoke. If you're asking me to appear in some god-awful top 50 talking heads nonsense, bring 30 pieces of silver and press 1. If you're a pretty girl who just wants to be friends with me, press 2. If you're a Star Trek fan ringing to point out that Mr. Sulu is Japanese and not Chinese, press 3. And if you want me to travel halfway down the country to audition for a 3-line part in an infomercial about Portaloos, you're clearly my agent, so press 4. And if you want me to do an interview with Harold Pinter and Kate Bush, you're clearly tacky on TV, press 5. And if you want something else, leave a message after the tone. Beep!
Oh, is nobody going to be in when
we
ring them?
We've just got no luck here, have we? No luck here at all.
What have we missed?
I think there's no chance. He's trying to get away from the all-powerful Shadow Proclamation.
Well, they're obviously all-powerful.
Yeah, he's not got a chance, has he?
He's got no chance.
Look at all those supposed Jadoon wearing their helmets.
Supposed?
Yeah, well, who knows what they are? Could be the Vardens.
Could be. So, how is he going to escape the all-powerful and mysterious Shadow Proclamation? Oh, I know, he's just going to leg it.
I order you to pay your bar bill!
What are the Daleks actually doing here?
I think I know what it is. They're just annoying the populace as much as possible. Get out of your house, go to someone else's house, now go to the street corner, and we'll deal this until we find the exact humans we need. They're minor celebrities, the ones we're after. Now go to the other corner.
What is he doing with a paint gun anyway?
I think that's why he's got such bad eyes, because he never used to wear the safety goggles when he was constantly paintballing.
Right. Oh, here we go again. Russell's gay agenda.
Why does Russell do this?
It's so patently obvious. He's going to exterminate the nuclear family. Look at this raving heterosexual.
Yes, violent heterosexual in a 2.4 children.
Exactly. Quick, back in for Graham Norton. It's Attack Formation 7, which is destroy nuclear family. Attack Formation 1, that's mild chafing.
Yeah, Attack Formation 4 is disrupt the skybox,
that's
isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, I think so.
Look at that.
There they go. Bye-bye, nuclear family. We're all gay now.
Do you think he's related to Tom Campbell from Daleks Invasion of Earth 2150?
Yeah, he's his stepbrother.
Yeah.
That's my understanding. Oh, is that scrambled egg? Oh, no. Ooh, delicious. Smell that. Mmm. Eggy. Eggy wags.
Oh, you dead.
Oh, look.
Oh, my God. Now, we didn't see this coming. Rose is the Dalek. Look, she's in the
Dalek. It's like Harriet. Oh, no, that's later.
What is she eating?
No, she's not eating.
Oh. I never thought I'd say this. But Bernard Cribbin's teeth are in better condition than Billy Piper's.
It's astonishing, isn't it? Look, you can see them there. Look at her. She's trying to cover them up as best she can.
Apparently, she got a mouth accident while she was filming the Diary of a Call Girl series.
What?
Yeah, a mouth accident.
Was John Holmes on the set or something? I thought her mouth would be big enough for anything.
No, she's not. She's got her own comedy series on BBC Two.
It's prime time. How very dare you?
Obi-Wan Cribbins.
Tennant's looking worried. He's trapped on the TARDIS set again.
The Medusa Cascade. Oh, they've just nicked an image from NASA and stuck a TARDIS on it. Oh, well, never mind. Oh, he went there and he was 90. Didn't they? Did Time Lords wear nappies at that point?
They wore nappies up to the age of 150 because, you know, William Hartnell was in nappies through the whole of his era.
That's very true.
And they made him wear Prydonian robes and shorts with a little cap.
Till he's 200.
Till he's 200. It's a long 200 years there. It's a bit chilly in the Panopticon sometimes. A little
bit
breezy.
It's chilly in the Sheboggans.
Hang on. What's that in here? Are they a bit becalmed? Has Russell's inspiration run out?
I think he's got someone in a nightclub scoring some.
Oh, well, don't worry, Russell. It'll come along in about 5 minutes. Some nice inspiration for you. And you'll be off again like a train.
Who is doing the music here? Is it Ennio Mediocarone?
Oh, it's all gone. He's rigid still. Oh, there's Gwen waiting for the Torchwood train. Choo-choo!
Oh,
Typical Torchwood just sulking in their dungeon.
They always do this, don't they?
Useless. Look at him.
Look at him.
Completely
crybaby.
Useless.
He knew he was a crybaby because his ring finger's bigger than his little finger.
Oh, hang on a minute. I've got an answer message here.
Hey?
Hey, Toby's rang us back.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Okay, let's. I think he's watching at the same time. Let's try playing it and see what he thinks.
Okay, should we
okay,
do that?
Yeah, give it a go.
Give it a go.
Oh, hello, Tacky on TV. You should be ashamed of yourselves. It's Toby Haydock, stand-up comedian. You know who I am, because you've met me. Nobody else listening will have the faintest idea. I was supposed to be Clive Swift. I'm terribly sorry about that, but he got wind of the fact that none of you know shorthand, so I'm afraid you've got me instead. I wanted to talk about this because Harriet Jones, doing my favourite joke, we know who you are, which she did in The Christmas Invasion. It's important having Harriet Jones come back to Doctor Who. The stakes need to be high. We need somebody to die to pave the way for a far more moving death in the next episode where Geeta from Dimensions in Time, a character who's been associated with Doctor Who for a very long time now, loses her life in Journey's End, which is terribly tragic, and makes Dimensions in Time canon, which can only be good for everybody. This is great because I watched this with my son and he laughed when the Dalek said, "We know who you are," and then looked absolutely terrified when she died. So there was joy and fear on his face at the same time. I love being a dad. Oh, Bernard Cribbins, who stole the series. I love Bernard. I was slightly worried about doing this podcast, actually, because this is the most excited I've ever been watching an episode of Doctor Who. I know that you tacky on TV boys will probably be a bit sort of rude about it, which is mad, because I love this. I love that you've got Bernard Cribbins, who I can't vote for in the Doctor Who magazine series poll, and I'm really annoyed. And he didn't get his name on the credits on the opening bit. So he lost out both times, because I read credits and get quite excited. So, yes, I'm loving Mr. Cribbins, but we can't vote from him in the Doctor Who magazine poll, which makes me very upset. Talking of people dying, I thought Billy Piper was going to die. Who'd have thought they went to all that trouble to bring Billy Piper back? I thought they were going to kill her, but instead what they did was they left her on a beach with the equivalent of an organic dildo. So that was quite a plot twist that I didn't see coming. And I have to say, one of you from Tacky on TV, by the end of this podcast, one of you is going to die. Now, don't worry, because this being season finale, what I mean by die is not actually die. It's clever, that, isn't it? You see, I say you're going to die, and you think, oh, God, Forrest is going to die. How are we not going to die? How can we possibly get out of that? It's because by die, I mean not actually die. It's a bit like a bit in the Rebus operation where the Seeker says all but one of us is doomed to die. Now, they could have got out of that in two ways. The way that they did, where all but one of them, i.e. the Doctor, dies, and it's quite dramatic. You think, will it be the Doctor that dies? No, he's tricked the Graf Vindicae decay very cleverly, but the prophecy comes true. That's a very clever way of tying up that piece of plot. Or what they could have done is they'd all escaped, and then they said to her, but Seeker, you said all but one of us was going to die. And she would have said, yeah, but when I said die, I meant not actually die. So you know, be terrified for a bit, but you'll all be fine. But this has been, I have to say, this is the most exciting episode of Doctor Who I've ever seen, so I hope you're not too mean about it, because I don't want to be associated with your nastiness. If nothing else, you've got to love the Cribbins. So, bye-bye, I'm off to have lunch with Harold Pinter. Bye-bye.
Thanks for that, Toby. That was a lovely man. He's a lovely man, isn't he?
He is
Toby?
A lovely man, thanks, mate.
We love Toby.
Don't know what he was on about, though.
No idea. So, what have we missed?
As far as I understand it, Harriet Jones is a sort of Al Gore figure who's invented the internet.
Yeah, the modern equivalent would be Tony Blair doing something revolutionary with a Linux kernel.
Well, it could happen. He's got a lot of time on his hands now, isn't he, Tony? That's what I say. One of the things that people were worried about before this episode aired was whether Russell T. Davis would manage to work with such a large cast of supporting characters. And I think you can see it's a triumph this episode, because every time all the supporting characters are on, the plot grinds to a shuddering halt.
Thank God they killed Owen and Yoko.
I mean, that would have been a nightmare. There'd have been so much dialogue, so many bloody tiny screens. It would have been like David Bowie in The Man Who Fell to Earth. We'd have all gone insane.
In fact, that's why they killed Yoko and Owen. Purely because of this episode.
I think that's true, actually. And just thank God they didn't get any of the other companions from the past.
Yeah, thankfully, Tegan Javanka was in the bath when they called.
Yeah, that's right. And I understand that Joe Grant was in Australia with Liza Minnelli having plastic surgery.
I think Ben and Polly were just shagging somewhere in a flat in London, I believe.
And didn't Dodo die of syphilis?
That's right.
That's what I understand.
What a shame.
So, oh, hang on. Yanto's got his one line. Is he any relation to Harriet?
Who, Yanto?
Yeah, Yanto Jones.
Oh, and Harriet Jones, yeah.
The names are the same, you see.
Right. That's the clue. That could have been the revelation. No, Yanto, I am your mother.
I'd have paid good money for that.
There are people dying on the streets because Norton's not on.
Yes, it's the BBC News at the moment. All the presenters are just going, ah.
Well, enough of words, let's get the plot going.
Oh, plop. Hello.
And the plot starts again.
Russell, Russell, shut them all up. God, there's a lot of IT hardware in this, isn't there? Type like you've never typed before. Type like a bitch.
Stick that in there.
Yanto's cable. I wish I had one like that.
It's huge.
Huge and sneaky.
He's going to give it everything they've got. They're linked into the G3 network.
What number's this?
Hang on. Was that the number?
Yeah.
Oh, well, next time it comes on screen, make a note of it.
I'll try to. Hang on.
Because I want to call as well. I want to do my bit.
Okay, well, I caught the beginning of the number, wasn't it?
There is 07 7 0 0 9 0 0 4 6 1.
I'm having trouble sending it because there's a problem with the 3G.
Try again. I'm
trying it. It's almost there.
Try again. Put it in again. 07 7 0 0 9 0 0 4 6 1 4 6 1.
Hang on. I think it's getting through.
Okay, try it now.
Hello, you've reached the answer phone of Harold Pinter. If you'd like to talk to me about staging one of my productions, please press 1. To leave a message for my wife, Lady Antonia Fraser, press 2. If you are the Daily Mail and you want to ask me about my affair with Joan Bakewell, please press 3. If you would like a dramatic pause, please press 4. And if you're someone from Tachyon TV who wants to ask stupid questions about the abominable snowmen that I've told you before, stop bothering me with these trivialities. It was a long time ago.
Oh, we can't even get hold of Harold Pinter. What hope have we got?
No hope at all. My God. What are they doing with their phones?
Trying to ring Harold Pinter.
Is it so hard to get through to Pinter nowadays you have to hold your phone in the air? It's like the 80s all over again with the big aerials.
Bloody hell, what's that?
Oh,
bloody hell, it's Damon.
Damon? Damon. Sorry about that.
Where did you spring from?
How do you get it?
Project Indigo. It works. Well, I say it works. I've been everywhere.
Where?
I've been to Mumbai, been to Adelaide. I mean, real?
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 Press that in.
I pressed that in.
And
pressed
this chips in. On the front there, actually.
Well, it's great to have you here. Wouldn't be the same without you. You've missed most of it, though.
Excellent.
You haven't actually seen this, have you?
No, I haven't. It was Take the High Road Marathon on at the same time.
Harriet Jones has invented the internet again.
Excellent.
And it's going to be used to bring down the Daleks, but she's going to pay the ultimate price.
Daleks are in this?
Daleks are in this.
Wow, the rumours were correct then.
She's going to pay the ultimate price and be turned into a red Dalek. She's just being confronted now by 3 Nick Briggses.
I can't tell you what I'm thinking now.
Oh, you're saucy. Nice as it is to see Damon here.
Yes.
I can't help but think that we need some more help. Who can we ring?
Well, everybody's out.
I know, apart from Ed, he never goes out. Yeah, he's got no friends.
He's too busy at home editing something for the Horns of Nyman or something, I don't know. Shall we try and give him a ring?
If I can find his number, hang on. Oh yeah, here we go.
Come on. Hello, Ed, are you still watching this? Have you got any thoughts about this bit?
To be honest, this section, the CGI really isn't terribly good, is it, by today's standards? I really think that Brendan Shepherd, my colleague on the DVDs, you know, the CGI man, really needs to get his hands on this and soup it up a bit for the DVD.
Thanks for that, Ed.
Lovely chat, but never talks about anything other than DVDs.
That's true.
One track mind. Mm-hmm. Time, pocket of time, beers of time, cushion of time.
Oh, in other words, the plot has ground to a staggering halt again as all the companions come in.
Oh, not this again.
So we've seen this before, these pictures.
We've seen little else.
It's all we've watched, right?
Really?
It's basically an extended people saying hello to each other programme, isn't it?
Surprise, surprise.
That's exactly what Ed said.
No. Has he not seen the ratings?
She's pointing at Mr. Smith. She's been banned from every PC world in Chiswick, that one. Can't grow enough of the microchips.
What is Billy Piper eating again?
She's not.
It's a melon sideways.
You know, nothing dates a TV programme like passing references to Web 2.0 networking fads.
That's easy for you to say.
In fact, Adam's just declined the Doctor's third request to be his friend.
Oh, he's getting too excited about the new Batman film, that one.
Aren't we all?
There's no bloody way that's Davros.
No way. I'll believe it when I see it.
Hang on. Oh, this could be monumental.
It's the Borad.
Oh. Your voice is different. You sound like Dick Van Dyke.
What's that noise? Is it Terry Malloy sobbing in the corner?
Well, they did go in a completely different direction. I mean, you couldn't have put Malloy in this.
No, it's a very different Davros.
Well, you see, he hasn't got that little microphone thing that he used to have, that, you know, that little microphone thing. Mm-hmm. And they thought, well, it's a different direction. Terry can't do it.
What are the Daleks looking up at there? Are they mosquito spotting?
No, that's Russell's job.
What is happening now?
This is all getting a bit tense.
It is. But her hair is lovely.
Oh, look, it is.
It. It's gorgeous.
Have you talked about that before?
Oh, conditioning. It's absolutely... Oh. Oh, no, it's a jojoba nut. It's
lustrous.
Oh. Was the Doctor involved in the Time War then?
Now, that actually sounds very exciting, but you'll actually find out next in the specials that the Nightmare Child's actually a nightclub in Chester. So don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, I had a really bad point in there once. It was a nightmare.
You start seeing planets.
Pity poor Tom.
Look at those two looking at each other and say, what is he on about?
Yeah. Time War? What Time War is this? No one told us.
Time War, Time Lock, what? Deadlocked?
And where are all these Daleks from anyway? poor old Terry.
That is Terry Malloy, isn't it?
No.
I've missed something.
It's Julian Bleach.
It's a new
all
direction.
Known Malloy's dead.
It's a brave new direction for Davros.
Da da da.
Ooh, scary.
Unlimited rice pudding! Yes. He's had it before, he'll have it again.
Where's he gone?
He will go to the Earth. He always fucking goes to the Earth.
Wales, to be precise.
Well, at least someone's definitely going to fucking die. Makes it all worthwhile.
I wish Owen was still alive. He was a real wanker.
We've all had that thought.
Hopefully BBC One will finish the job.
I need to check my lottery ticket. If I win, I'm out of this dump.
Right. What's Jack doing here? Right. I'll tell you what, I'll take the only gun that can kill Daleks and I'll leave everyone else to die.
Makes perfect sense.
It does.
No need to be so smug about it.
And Project Indigo is just absolutely... Well, we know anyway. Damon's used it.
It's fine.
It's fine, apart from the trip to Real.
It'll take her 3 months, but she'll be there. She'll be fine. She'll be all right.
Well, they've always got Terry the pterodactyl to fall back on if things get too bad.
That's true.
They can bring him in.
I haven't seen him for a while, though.
He's got the summer season to fall back on in Real.
Oh, so now what? Nope. For them.
So we're watching Torchwood now.
He took the only gun.
Should we go and get all that alien technology we got stashed around the back?
Nah.
Who the hell is that?
Oh yeah, you're a bit late to this party, aren't
what?
You?
Hey,
Toy Boy.
Yeah, Toy Boy.
Oh, don't look under that squeaky floorboard in my bedroom. No, don't. No. But not the squeaky floorboard. Leave the floorboard. Never the floorboard.
What floorboard?
Exactly. You didn't hear anything.
She's blown it there. Oh, what have I done?
My doctor's gonna kill me.
What were Cribbins and Mum doing there exactly? Were they sitting there watching O'Grady?
No.
Or the test match?
No, Lovejoy's on the bookshelf there. They had Lovejoy Volume 2 in the player.
Oh, that tinker.
What happened? Eh? What?
Well, I think O'Grady's back on.
Right.
Because the streets are deserted again.
I know, O'Grady and what's-his-face have teamed up. Graham Norton.
Ghost Town Hall.
Poor?
The Rose?
I can't get over it.
We need more help.
Yeah?
We're running out of people we can call. I think what we need to call is somebody who's got intimate knowledge of how these two great actors work together.
Oh my God.
There's only one person who can do that.
One person who knows the dynamics of these two characters, and that's John Paul Green.
Get him.
Get him a ring. Okay, let's just find his number. Okay, let's ring him now.
Hello, you've reached John Paul Green. You might remember me from such programs as Doctor Who, The Weakest Link, and the Time Tea special about smoking. I'm afraid I can't come to the phone right now, as I'm filming a walk-on part for Torchwood Season 3. If you'd like a close-up of my right ear, press 1. If you'd like a close-up of my left ear, press 2. If you'd like me to laugh on camera, please speak to Equity. Thank you. Beep.
Oh, well, John Paul's not in, but it looks like we've missed something very exciting here.
Oh, God.
Oh, hell's breaking loose.
What's happened to the Doctor?
It looks like he's been exterminated.
He's gone. That's it. He's dead.
Oh, dear.
No.
Well, this scene doesn't piss all over Doomsday at all, does it?
Nah. I've been busy pretending to be a prostitute.
And then John Holmes came along.
Oh, it's also very serious.
Yeah, these don't work against Daleks, but if we scream at them at the same time, it might just work.
All that alien technology, I prefer to go out like Butch and Sundance.
Yes, which one's Butch?
Oh dear, the Doctor looks in trouble. And he needs some diaries, doesn't he?
He's going, not this fucking set again.
Get me out of here. I've had enough. I was promised quarries. And this is what I've ended up. Oh, explosive diarrhea. Nasty.
Explosive diarrhea.
I absolutely demand Nicola Bryant's tits now.
You always demand that this time.
Yeah, that was just me, not David Tennant.
He's got the glowy hand of death. Where is a mini metro?
Yes, she's just screeching around.
That had much better handling, didn't it?
Well, they must be just waiting for Graham Norton to finish and everybody will pour out screaming.
And your tax disc has expired.
You can do it on the computer now. You've no excuse.
God, they're just lying.
Are you sure we shouldn't use the alien technology?
No, just scream at them.
It'll work.
Terry's cowering in the corner.
It's not working.
Here we go. Good luck, Doctor. I hope you don't turn into Alan Davis or that Irish fella from Cold Feet.
Oh, that would be nasty. Or a woman.
Never a woman. Honest.
And if
I
you
am.
Have no doubt.
If you squint, you can just about make out RTD.
I'm a generating honest.
I am.
Trust
me, I'm a doctor.
Next time on Live and Kicking.
My God, well, that better have a good cliffhanger resolution.
Well,
I'll tell you something. I'll take RTD and I'll...
Run to the one that keeps you in style for a year or day.
Yeah, and if he doesn't, I'm going to take Russell T. Davies' head and I'm going to...
Run from the one that haunts you, she'll never come to play.
If I don't see James Nesbitt in 13 seconds, I'm going to rip off my own leg and beat RTD about the...
Run. It's too late to leave the race now. You gotta hide. There's a shadow falling with the speed of a deadly dance. Hide. Live to tell the story. You won't get a second chance. Hide in your dream without gangsters. Snow gilds the lily, brown sugar canes. Rose finds her thorns. You won't live long, my running garden. Go and hide in your dream without gangster.
Hello, this is Tachyon TV. We can't come to the phone right now because we are hurling cheap, lazy insults at the stolen earth. If you are Colin Baker's lawyer, press 1. If you are ringing to complain about the smell behind the bins, press 2. And if you want to offer us some paid work, please, 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 press 3. Or leave a message after the cloister bell. Hello, hello, Neil. Are you there? I'm sorry I'm a bit late, mate. I've got a few things to say about the episode. Something about phone votes. And also, can I do my Yanta impression? Because that went down well last time. Hello?